Energy, presidential politics, and political corruption captured Alaska headlines in 2008. As the year draws to a close, KTOO's Rosemarie Alexander takes a look at just a few of the big stories that kept the media hopping.
The year began with Governor Sarah Palin's announcement that TransCanada was the only one of five applicants to satisfy the state's requirements for developing and building a natural gas pipeline. TransCanada now has a license to begin that project. Producers ConocoPhillips and BP have a competing gas line. Whichever line is built, if any, it will be years before any natural gas will flow from Prudhoe Bay. 2008 was another boom and bust year. In July, Alaska North Slope crude reached an all-time high of $144.59 a barrel. Record prices allowed lawmakers to pour billions of dollars into state savings accounts. While oil revenue filled state coffers, it emptied Alaskans' wallets. Gas prices topped $5 a gallon in most of the state. Heating fuel was even more. To ease the blow, the state gave each Alaskan a $1,200 energy rebate on top of this year's permanent fund dividend, for a total of $3,269. But oil was on the downward slide the last half of the year. Now lawmakers are talking about possible deficits. Speaking of oil, 19 years after the Exxon Valdez spilled 11 million gallons in Prince William Sound, litigation was settled this year. Thousands of fishermen and other plaintiffs are finally receiving damages from the Exxon Valdez lawsuit, but only a fraction of what they were originally awarded.
Mr. Chairman, delegates, and fellow citizens, I will be honored to accept your nomination for Vice President of the United States.
It was politics that defined Alaska's year. The 49th state was suddenly swept into the national eye when Republican presidential candidate John McCain selected Governor Palin as his running mate. National political pundits are still analyzing the Palin effect on the election. It was clear from the outset that Sarah Palin energized the conservative Republican base as she paraded her family across the national stage. Son Track on his way to war, Tiny Trigg, the governor's Down syndrome baby, born in April, even 17-year-old Bristol, a high school senior and pregnant. To some voters, Palin was the all-American mother and career woman with problems just like everybody else.
I love those hockey moms. You know, they say the difference between a hockey mom and a pit bull? Lipstick.
She also became the McCain campaign pit bull, often on the attack against the Democrats. But there were questions. Does Palin really know the vice president's role? What about foreign policy? Does she have enough experience at all to be a heartbeat away from the presidency? She always looked comfortable on television, smiled, and talked straight to the cameras. But she was criticized for not answering questions.
I may not answer the questions the way that either the moderator or you want to hear, but I'm going to talk straight to the American people.
Palin is still talking to the American people as Republicans debate her future in the National Party. 2008 was the year of other Alaska political surprises. Congressman Don Young faced his toughest opponent ever, Democrat Ethan Berkowitz. But Young defied pollsters who said he would lose and easily beat Berkowitz by more than 16,000 votes. Senator Ted Stevens also faced a difficult re-election, made more so when the 84-year-old Republican was indicted on federal felony charges in July. On October 27th, he was convicted of filing false financial reports and accepting gifts worth more than $250,000 from his longtime friend Bill Allen, former CEO of oil services company Vico. Jurors said an FBI recording of a telephone conversation between Stevens and Allen was telling.
What's going to happen to us is we run a bunch of legal fees and might lose, and we might have to pay a fine, might have to serve a little time in jail. I hope to Christ it never gets to that. And I don't think it will, but I don't think I did anything wrong.
Stevens maintains his innocence and has asked for a new trial. But he lost the election to his Democratic opponent, Anchorage Mayor Mark Begich. For the first time since 1981, Alaska will be represented in the U.S. Senate by a Democrat. Alaska's political corruption has been a hot story since the FBI raided several state legislators' offices in 2006. Stevens' pal Bill Allen has been credited with bringing down four Republican lawmakers. The latest was John Cowdery, who pleaded guilty earlier this month to one count of conspiracy. The investigation continues. Stephen's son, Ben, former president of the Alaska State Senate, has been implicated, and Congressman Don Young is under investigation as well. The biggest story of 2008 may well become the biggest story in 2009. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.